thought I'd share with this with you because you still have time to vote. The Wausau Log game, the log football game between the Warriors and the Lumberjacks, has made it to the national finals of this contest put on by USA Today, looking for the greatest high school football rivalry game in the country. The log game won the state competition and won the Midwest regional competition, and now has made it to the top 10 in the country. The winner of the competition wins $5,000 to split between the two schools in the rivalry, and of course a lot of publicity for the Valley Conference and the city of Wausau. And you can vote by going to USA Today, hss.com/vote/rivalry. And just follow the instructions there. You'll see the East and West logos, and you'll have a chance to vote. You can vote as many times as you want. The voting continuing through next Wednesday, the 18th, this coming Wednesday. We'll close at 11 o'clock that day. So check that out at usatoday.com and the rivalry votes. And I think the websites of the local school athletic departments have that linked as well, and you can check that out and vote and see if the Wausau Log game can win that national USA Today competition. Both teams returning to the ice here, and we will get set for the second period. Warriors will be on the power play. Saves in that first period. Michael Moe had 7. Sam Weger with just 1 save credited in that period. So Warriors had most of the offensive action down in the Everest defensive zone. Michael Moe was on our side of the ice this time. We are located at ice level here at Greenheck on what would be the north side of the rink. So the Evergreens will have out there on the penalty kill Alex Degner, Chris Fabiars, Brady Burrell, and Nate Bruns to try to kill off the rest of this penalty. A minute 30 in the man advantage, both teams at center ice. Taking the draw for West will be Logan Clement. And the Warriors control it on the power play back to Adam Parcells. Cross ice pass not handled, sent into the zone, grabbed there and sent around the ice by Bruns off the shelf and out of the zone. Parcells can't hold it. Now we get what, an offside call, I believe? We get a whistle and faceoff will come just outside the blue line. Puck loose. Sent over to the Warrior defenseman. That's Metzinger with it. Sent out to Parcells. Down low to Peterson. Now back out on top. They go D to D with it. Metzinger looks. Parcells. Metzinger thought about it. Now back to Parcells. He winds up, takes the shot. That got thrown through. Moe, the rebound. And Everest able to clear it away. Michael Moe makes the pad save on that big slapper by Adam Parcells. Warriors look to attack. Knocked away at center ice for a moment by the Evergreens. Now Parcells is going to carry it in. He looks. Now skates it back out to the blue line. Hands it off. They get it down low. Justin Anderson. Parcells back to Metzinger. Fans out a shot at them. Now sends it down low to Peterson. Zach Peterson skates it out on top. Down into the slot. Shoots. Move. The stick saves in the corner. Metzinger. Out to Parcells. Parcells couldn't find the handle on it. Gets it back to Metzinger. He takes a hard wrister. Didn't get much on that. Puck comes right back to him. He loses it out of the zone. West needs to tag up. And the penalty is over. The Evergreen penalty killers do their work. And they kill it off. Everest now controls the puck. Send the pass ahead. Knocked away by Adam Parcells. Allard trying to get control of it. Here comes West back the other way. Long cross ice pass. Carrying it into the zone. Centering pass goes right through the crease from Alex Falkowski and all the way out of the zone. Sent in on that. Wiegert made a save on that, and it comes out. West with it. send it out of the zone. Now they'll dump it in deep and get a partial change here. Battle in the corner. Puck goes out of the center to the slot. There's a shot. Conley didn't get much on that. And it bounces to the far boards. Conley with it again, walking it in. Gets it down low. Centering pass. Everest gains control, and it sends it the length of the ice. That'll be an icing call against DC Everest, and we get a whistle. 14:28 to play here, second period. Marathon Cup Hockey is brought to you in part by DeBoney Orthodontics. See more with a smile. See DeBoney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeBoneyOrthodontics.com. Shot off the faceoff goes wide. Centering pass taken away by the Evergreens. They clear it out. Here comes Fabiars carrying it in the zone. Centering pass to Plaza. He takes a shot. Weegar to save. The rebound was in front and then cleared away. Conley in the corner taken away from him. Now centered again. Flies behind the west net. Everest trying to put some offensive pressure on here. Fabiars sends it out to the point. That's Tomczyk sends it in on net. Warriors looking to clear it. Now they get it out. Tomczyk sends it behind his own net as he gets fouled into the boards. Everest looking to break it out, and they do get it out to center ice where it's grabbed by Kevin Conley for the Warriors. He skates it back into his own zone. Long pass ahead to center ice. That's intercepted and grabbed by the Evergreens. Nate Bruns. Warriors get it back. Pass sent ahead. Conley wanted it. Couldn't catch it. Slides on toward the net. He's being harassed by Bruns. Conley gets it back. Centering pass. And that's deflected away by Mull up and out of the zone. Parcells will run it down. Way back on the other end. Warriors look to break it up. They get it out to center ice, grabbed by Bruns there, backhanded pass. And here come the Evergreens, Grant Dennis. Here's a shot that goes wide by Tyler Kaler. Held in, though, by the Evergreens. Nice job holding it in. Can they get a shot away from there? Yes, they do. Weegar makes a blocker save on that. Hard shot there by Grant Dennis. Evergreens holding the zone, but now here comes West. They carry it out. Zach Peterson, pass ahead. Poked away at center ice. Knocked in for a moment, then cleared out by the Evergreens. It's going to be an icing call against Everest, but they needed to get a change anyway. 12:35 to play here, second period. Nothing, nothing. Who's going to break through first? Faceoff coming to the right of Michael Moe. Puck comes out to the point. They go D to D with it. Third pass on a redirect that just went wide. Off the stick of Justin Zahn. Warriors hold the zone. Overskate the puck. Now it's poked out by the Evergreens. They get it out. Pass ahead. Allard's going to dump it in. Puck slides behind the west net. Battle down in the corner for it. And now the Warriors come out of there with it. Long pass out of the stick. Peterson skates. Centering pass. Bowe made a save on that. The rebound's in front. There's a shot that's deflected. Didn't get through. Fabiars grabs it now behind his own net. Looks to break it out. Can the Evergreens get it out? They will. One of the Evergreens went down hard. He's slow to get up. That is Avery Abdo. That's, who is that? That is Bryce Dively. He's going to skate off. He took a big hit into the boards. Puck is in the Everest offensive zone. Behind the west net. Flies to the corner. Plaza over there trying to dig it out for the Evergreens. Warriors able to clear it out, though, to center ice. Now they come in on the attack. Backhanded ahead, down into the corner for West is Drew Pearson. He gets rubbed into the boards. Warriors have it out to the point. Parcells takes a shot. That deflects way wide. Warriors control it, though, behind the net. Anderson centering pass out into the slot off the skate. And West gets it back. Cycle it down low to the corner. Trying to dig it out there for the Evergreens is Alex Degner. West sends it along the boards out to Zahn. Speaks at Anderson, Justin Anderson. Skates it in. Anderson, they've got a man in front. Moe covers it up. Where is it? No goal. I think they had a man in the crease. West had two guys right on the doorstep, and they were right on top of Michael Moe. Moe covered up the puck, and then they got on top of him, and the net came off. But no goal, and the score remains nothing-nothing. faceoff coming to the left of Moe. And the puck flies to the backboards. Evers tries to grab the centering pass. Can they get it out of the zone? No. Held in by West. They've got it. That's Conley. He can handle the puck pretty well. Skates in the corner. Turns. Fights through a check. Fights through two checks. Gets a shot away. The rebound is there. Spin out to the point. Held in. And the puck battle four along the backboards. Conley with it again. Poke checked away from him. Then out to the point again. Now back down low. Out in front. Evers needs to clear that, or they do, to the far boards, but not out of the zone. West still has it. Now it pops away, and here comes Evers out of the zone. Grant Dennis sends it ahead. That'll be an icing call against the Evergreens. Pass too far. 10 minutes to play here, second period. Still no score in the Marathon Cup championship game for this year. Marathon Cup hockey is brought to you by Ministry Healthcare, St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor high school sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Faceoff comes down into the corner. Evers controls it. Avery Allard's going to skate it ahead. Allard, cross-ice pass to Alex Degner. Degner passes ahead and then dumped in by Chris Sackman. Puck behind the left net. Weger came out to play it. And it goes to the corner. Warriors look to break it out. And it does come out of the zone. Zach Peterson pinned up against the boards by the Evergreens. Cross-ice pass, though. Now the pass sent back out to center ice where it's grabbed by the Warriors. Jacob Evans out there for a shift of defense. Puck sent in behind the Evers net. And it's grabbed now by Allard. Pass is knocked away for a moment. Now comes loose to the Blue Eye Warriors. Oh, if they come in on that shot, backhanded shot by Moe, made the save. The rebound was in front. It was under his pad. It came out. They didn't blow the whistle, and the Evergreens clear the zone. Here comes West back the other way. Slowed that down just enough at the blue line to stop a big rush by the Warriors. Now it's pinned down in the corner. Centering pass pops all the way up to the blue line, came out. Warriors need to tag up. Allard's got it for Everest, and we're going to get an offside call against Wausau West. Late offside call, and the faceoff will come down in the Everest offensive zone with 8:45 to play here, second period. Faceoff is grabbed by West. Pass ahead to center ice. Tomczyk poked it away, and here comes Everest. Burrell got it. The Babiars, his shot attempt back to the corner. West sends it out to center ice now. They need to hurry and knock it away from one of the Warriors back to the neutral zone. Warriors will chase it down, go D to D with it, and look to attack again. They get the pass ahead, and they take it into the zone. They do. Everest will pick up the loose puck. Brun sends it behind his own net to Tomczyk. Tomczyk's pass is intercepted and center ice by the Warriors and then deflected up and into the West bench area, and we get a whistle. 8:03 to play, second period, still no score. Faceoff coming just outside the Everest blue line. Puck sent over to the far boards, grabbed over there by Metzinger. Sends it to Adam Parcells. Parcells pass ahead, and that's intercepted nicely by Alex Degner. But now West is able to send it in all the way around the Everest net and to the near boards. Grabbed there for a moment. Shot, though, from the high slot. That's Metzinger. Centering pass is deflected by Allard. Another centering pass. Grab, backhanded shot. That goes wide off the stick of Kessler. Now a battle for the puck near the goal, and Everest is able to grab it and send it out. Long pass ahead off the stick of Grant Dennis. He's able to send it in, and then he gets rubbed out against the boards. Battle behind the West net. Warriors grab control of it. John Metzinger sends it to Parcells behind his own net. His breakout pass, and he gets it ahead. Alex Gessler takes it out. Sends it in. Evers tries to send it out. They don't get it out of the zone, though. Warriors hold it. Evers sends it behind their own net all the way to the other side. Shot thrown at the net. Moe makes a save on that. Centering pass again. That deflects up. and a high stick call, and that's going to be a high stick call against West. Faceoff will come all the way down to the other end. So Everest will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 6:56 to play in the second period. Faceoff to the right of Sam Wiegert. Warriors control it. Set it behind their own net. Look to break it out. Here they come. Out of the zone with it. Justin Zahn. Now it's Zach Peterson in the zone. Behind his own net. Tries to reverse course. Still trying to avoid pressure. And sends it out to the point. Parcells now. The pass from the defense. That wasn't Parcells. Parker Daly's pass went out of the zone. West needed to regroup. They send the pass ahead. Knocked away again. Now the Warriors will dump it in and give chase. They want to get a change here, though, so the Evergreens grab it. Tomczyk sends it around the boards. And Bryce Dively will send it out. Warriors grab it again at center ice. And here they come into the zone. They make a man miss. Puck is in the slot, but it's knocked away. And the Evergreens grab it. Sending it around and out. Matthew Yonke comes out of the zone and picked up there by Chris Sackman. Sackman skates it ahead. Gets into the zone, shoots it, fires it, deflects up over the top of the net and off the glass. Evergreen's getting a change. The Warriors looking to attack during the change. Warriors will throw it in, and Mo will make a glove save and drop it off for his teammates as West tries to get a change. Puck comes out to the neutral zone, grabbed by the Warriors. They'll send the pass ahead. That's too far, and that's going to be an early wave off icing as the Evergreens chase down the loose puck. Not quite sure why they waved off the icing there, but they did. Conley is challenging the Evergreens behind the net, but winning that battle was Michael Plaza. He sends it ahead into the neutral zone. Warriors try to send it right back in, and they do, where it's grabbed by Avery Allard. Allard sends it off the boards behind the net. Degner sends it out. That's sent back in. Warriors, there's a shot attempt from the boards. That's deflected away off the stick of Pearson. Now it's Conley with it. Drops it back down low. Made a pass to himself right there. Centering pass. Conley gets it back. Can't control it as he's being harassed. And it's knocked away from him right there. And can the Evergreens clear it? Yes, they will. It's going to be offside against Wausau West. Faceoff will come back down in the Everest offensive zone with 4:41 to play here, second period. There haven't been a whole lot of stoppages of play in this one, moving along rather nicely. Not too many penalties. A couple late in the first period, but that's about it. Warriors win the faceoff and will send it into the zone. And they hurry and get a shot away from a tough angle. Mo covers that up and gets a whistle. Nice shot attempt there by Cale Bowman of the Warriors. And West gets an offensive zone faceoff here with 4:30 remaining in the second period. Faceoff comes down to the backboard. Oh! Big check from behind, and that is going to be a big penalty on Kevin Conley as he blasted Tomczyk from behind, and his head and neck snapped back violently. He's up, and he's skating off, but Conley's going to the box. And that's going to be a 5-minute for sure. Slams his stick against the boards. Clearly a checky from behind, and with that violent neck snap, I got to believe it's going to be at least a 5. Five-minute penalty on Kevin Conley with 4:22 to play. Everest is going to have a power play here for the rest of the period. That was an easy call. It was right in front of me here, right in front of the official. An easy call there, and good to see that Tomczyk was able to get up and skate off under his own power because he got blasted. And not only does that give Everest a five-minute power play, it takes one of West's better skaters off the ice for 5 minutes for the rest of the period. Kevin Conley has already committed to go to Denver, the University of Denver, to play hockey. Conley is just a junior. Warriors win the draw and are able to clear the zone. Evergreens would like to get something here, a 5-minute power play. West sends it in, coming in shorthanded, though, is Zach Peterson. digging for the puck, shorthanded, dripping aggressive. Peterson comes out of their way. Centering pass, knocked away. Evergreen's need to get control of this puck. They can't. Peterson grabs it again. Skating around, killing time, gets it to Parcells. Cross-ice pass, Metzinger sends it ahead. Evergreen's on the power play, but West has been controlling the puck here, and there's another big check, nearly from behind. Now Everest will pick up the loose puck, send it out to the neutral zone, but West sends it right back in. Everest hasn't been able to set up this power play yet. Now they will. Well, I'll tell you what, between Mosinee tonight and Wausau West, these teams are very aggressive shorthanded. Everest sends it into the zone behind the West net. Warriors trying to get control of it. Everest controls it out to the point. They go D to D with it. Allard. There's a shot. That's blocked off the stick of Degner. And West able to send it out. Degner will grab it at center ice. Big collision there. Degner goes down. Allard, he's hurt. I think he got a stick right in the stomach. And we get a whistle and a stoppage of play. I think Degner got nailed. Might have just got the wind knocked out of him. He's up, but he's going to skate off. But I think he got either the butt into the stick or the head of the West player right in his stomach, and he'll skate off and try to get his win back here. 3:04 to play in the period, 3:42 remaining in the man advantage for DC Evers, but they have not been able to set up their power play yet. Warrior penalty killers doing a great job so far. Faceoff gets tied up, slides in past Moe, and it's grabbed there by the Evergreens. Nate Bruns. They drop the pass to Bruns right by the Everest net. I just can't believe how aggressive these teams are shorthanded. And they're doing the job. And once again, now West has two people in shorthanded. They have control of the puck. Centering pass. Now it's grabbed by the Evergreens. They come back. They've got numbers. West needs to back check. Into the zone come the Evergreens. And West able to get back. And Everest does not get a shot away. And now battling out the blue line, trying to hold the zone. They get it over. Bruns takes the shot. That got through. The rebound in front. West clears it away and out. Bruns got a clean shot through on Wieger. He made the save. The rebound was in front, and West cleared it out of there. And here comes Everest trying to attack again, and they get it. Here comes Avery Allard. Allard skates it into the zone. Allard stops. His pass intercepted. That's incredible the way these penalty killers are playing. West sends it in deep. And now they're going to win the race to the puck. They're just out skating Everest at this point. Now Bruns gets a hold of it for Everest, sends it cross ice. And the Evergreens will bring it ahead. Now they lost the handle on the pass again at center ice. Once again, West being very aggressive, sending 2 men into the forecheck. Shorthanded, centering pass to center ice. Nobody there but Justin Anderson for the Warriors. Puck still tied up at center ice. And here comes West in. There's a shot flicked in. That goes wide. Grabbed now by Chris Sackman and skates it around his own net. Long pass ahead and taken away at the blue line there by Adam Parcells. 1:12 remaining in the period. He'll set it the length of the ice. West will get a change here. They have totally disrupted this Everest power play, at least this time around. Allard's got it, being pressured, skates around trouble. Now sends the pass ahead, deflects off the stick of Sackman. He'll pick it up at center ice. Under 1 minute to play here in the period. Sackman now will backhand it in deep. And getting there first is Sheldon Ojon. He sends the puck the length of the ice. Down to 39 seconds in the period. Everest will have a power play to begin the second period, but they're going to have to draw something better than what we've seen here. Everest will attack here with 25 seconds remaining in the period. Let's see if they can get a shot away. Into the zone they come. Nope. Down into the corner. Sent behind the net. To the corner. Battle for it there. Still loose. 10 seconds remaining in the period. Warriors send it behind their own net. That should almost kill off the rest of the period. Out to the blue line. They can't get a shot away. And that's how the first period will come to an end. Well, the Wausau West penalty killers did a good job right there, killing off most of a 5-minute penalty. 38 seconds remain on the man advantage when we come back to start the third period. No score through two of this Marathon Cup Championship game. We'll take a timeout, come back with more after this. You're listening to Marathon Cup Hockey Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.